The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Environmental Protection Agency has found that more than half of domestic septic tank systems used by households, especially in rural areas, failed inspection last year. 29% of those inspected were deemed to be putting human health and the environment at risk. The agency is calling for local authorities to increase enforcement to ensure householders fix faulty septic tank systems. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
Nearly 500,000 homes in Ireland use a septic tank or a similar private domestic wastewater system to treat sewage, since they are not connected to the public system. But when those tanks are poorly built, not properly maintained, allow rainwater in or leak, significant problems can occur, including the contamination of private wells with harmful bacteria and viruses and excessive releases of nitrogen and phosphorus, polluting rivers and other waters. The EPA collated the results of almost 1,150 septic tank inspections by local authorities last year. It found that 53% failed the inspection, and in more than half of those failures, human health and the environment were put at risk due to sewage ponding in gardens or discharging to ditches or streams. It also found that in a quarter of cases, householders are taking more than 2 years to resolve septic tank failures even after they have been notified.
The chairman of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, has said costs should not prevent people from receiving adequate mental health care. Mr. Farrelly was commenting on the finding of the Commission's 2021 annual report that independent, privately run inpatient mental health centres typically offer a better level of care than HSE-run facilities. The report says investment in HSE-run mental health care services is needed. The Inspector of Mental Health Services, Dr. Susan Finnerty, acknowledged that although several new centres had been built in recent years, there remained a significant number of outdated, unsuitable buildings within the HSE stock, which had suffered years of environmental neglect. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
It's clear from the 2021 Mental Health Commission annual report that a two-tier system of mental health services has emerged. Those with health insurance or financial means to enter independent, privately run mental health centres get a better level of care than those that enter HSE-run facilities, according to the Commission. Inspections of facilities last year showed that just one HSE area, CHO5, which covers South Tipperary, Carlow-Kilkenny, Waterford and Wexford, scored higher than the privately operated facilities. The Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, John Farrelly, has said there's clear evidence that independent, private mental health service providers are generally providing care in superior standard premises than those within the public system.
On this programme, Mr. Farrelly outlined the impact of one example of inequity in the current system.
People who don't have private health insurance will be going into those premises in Cork, which are also low in terms of individualised patient care. Meanwhile, someone who lives in the Dublin area, where the majority of private and independent centres are, who has, for example, private health insurance, they have much better choice and access. And that's not equitable and it's not fair.
Aer Lingus has cancelled more flights today because of staff shortages arising from coronavirus infection. Disruption facing air passengers at home and abroad is exacerbated by industrial action being taken by staff seeking increased wages. Karen Creed reports.
It's the busiest time of year for travel, but holidaymakers departing on flights abroad are being warned of possible disruption to their holiday plans. A sharp rise in the number of COVID cases has already caused havoc in recent days. Aer Lingus has cancelled 4 flights today between Germany and Dublin, in addition to the 12 flights that did not take off yesterday from Dublin Airport to several European destinations because of COVID infections among cabin crew. The airline said it was working to secure alternative travel options for passengers. Other airlines say general staff shortages since the pandemic are having an impact. Air Canada has announced a significant reduction to its flight schedule this summer. Another worry for holidaymakers is the impact of industrial action on their journeys. A 3-day walkout by Ryanair's Spanish-based crew is planned from today until Saturday. It's not certain how much this will affect scheduled flights to and from Spain. There are also warnings of possible strikes by airport staff over pay in other parts of Europe during the busy summer months ahead.
A medical expert has said there's mounting evidence that more and more people are getting recurrent coronavirus infection. Professor Seamus Linane, a consultant in respiratory medicine, has said people reporting that they've had 2, 3, or even 4 COVID infections during the pandemic is becoming increasingly common. On this programme, Professor Linane, who's also Deputy Director of the Beacon Hospital in Dublin, said the phenomenon posed increased health risks to patients.
And certainly in our long COVID clinic, we're seeing it as quite a problem in that if somebody is getting over an extended COVID episode, then to get another COVID infection certainly poses an increased worry and an increased risk.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant to provide the full home heating solution and take efficiencies to new levels. Visit grant.eu.
There'll be sunny spells and scattered showers today. The showers will be prevalent along the east coast early on. Some may turn heavier thundery at times. Highest temperatures will range from 15 to 19 degrees.